Okay, we're back with Project Independence and You, and we're talking with Al, who is a veteran from the Korean War. Two things I would just want to say before we go back to Otto and Al is that the number for Supervisor Bosworth's State of the Town, which is going to be on January 30th, is 516-767-1897. That's 516-767-1897. If you would like to make a reservation to come. And also, if you would like to participate in the Veterans Program and the archives that we're creating through the Department of Senior Affairs and through WLIW.
WCWP.
I love them. I love Zach. That's in reverse. That's PWCW. Please call 311. Ask for Christina, and we'll get you organized, okay? So that's 311 if you'd like to get involved. Otto, we're back to you.
We're back to me, and we're back to Al. Al, we're just going to spend another minute or so on this, and, you know, what happened when you finally did get out of the service? I know I was happy when I got out. I enjoyed my time in, sort of, but I was happy when I got out, too.
Yeah, I was happy when I got out, and you know, back in 1956, I was married, coming home with my wife, and we had to look for an apartment somewhere, and I lived with my parents for a while until we did find an apartment. And we found an apartment, Riding Car Place, right down the block from where I live right now, and we settled there. I got back to work as an auto mechanic. I worked for a dealership in Port Washington. I enjoyed my stay there. I continued in the automotive repair business until 1975, when I joined the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles, and worked with them for about 27 years or so. And also spent some time working with the U.S. Post Office. Did that part-time along with working for the state. And just a matter of, you know, being able to support my family. I had four children, four daughters. And did what I had to do, I guess, like most. I guess you did the same thing, Otto.
Well, you know? My story was I didn't really need college before I went into service. And I realized that while I was in there, that it would be a good idea.
Okay.
So I ended up going at night to Queens College in Pace and never did get my degree, but got very close. But ended up doing that. And I think that looking back on it, your ability to deal with people from all parts of the country, all races, creeds, religions, whatever, mm-hmm. Because back then everybody had to go. You know, we were all there, and you were forced to learn how to deal with people, I think, in a positive way.
Sure.
Because you had to get along. You had to do what you had to do.
You had no choice, really.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one of the areas you've been involved with as of late, I know, we had Judy Bosworth on a show earlier and talked about the Veterans Advisory Committee, and your name actually came up. I guess I brought it up, trying to give you a little publicity.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. That's
but
good.
But anyhow, it came up, and I've read about the advisory committee, and frankly, I have not been involved with it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the advisory committee and maybe if you know how did it come about and what the purpose of it is.
Okay. Well, Judy Bosworth started it going, and we had our first meeting in October. She was very, very involved in that and something she really wanted to do. So at our first meeting, we talked about, well, what's the problem out there with veterans today, aside from homeless veterans, which there are many of. I don't know what the total count is, but throughout this country of ours, there's a lot of veterans that are homeless. We talked about getting the veterans educated. Also, trying to find out, but inform the veterans as to, you know, some of the benefits that are out there that they can receive. And there are many out there that they're just not too aware of. One of the first projects that we had was the VA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They were in dire need of many, many items of clothing for both men and women at the hospital, various items, it's hard to believe, but toothpaste, toothbrushes, and all those other items that they're just not able to get. So Judy organized that, sent out, as you have in your hand here, flyers. She sent emails out. the various American Legion posts, VFW, Korean War veteran posts, and Vietnam and Marine Corps all got involved in it and started collecting all these various items. I don't know what the total count was that was sent out. I know, and I read the newsletter last night that I got from Judy Bosworth from Northtown, North Hempstead. She said that dozens of boxes. I don't know how many dozen, but I know we went out there on December, I think, the 13th. We probably delivered at that time maybe 40 boxes.
To Northport.
To Northport VA. VA Hospital.
Yeah.
They had, previous to that, they had made a run of more boxes. So, I don't know. They brought a lot of stuff out there. Clothing, like I said, toiletry items, and we delivered them out there on the 13th of December. And I want to tell you, it was really appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, I think the VA took a pretty hard hit in the newspapers, but there's also a lot of positive stuff that goes on, you know, where they do help veterans and do try to do the best they can.
Yeah.
You know, and this was the committee bringing to the veterans.
Yes.
I think most of us really don't realize how many people are in the hospital that are veterans that were there because of
or in the nursing homes.
Or in the nursing homes.
Yeah.
Right.
I, you know, I have to say that I have a few members right now that do visit Northport VA Hospital or the outreach at East Meadow. They've been very happy. You know, they've never complained about it. Several members who have gone on now, they used it for many, many years, and they were very happy. And if you can't drive out there, which is a little bit of a ride, they have bus transportation. So you could, you know, if you're not able to drive, you could get a transportation, have a bus out there, and they'll pick you up at your door, take you out there, and take care of you. So, yeah, I think Northport has really, I mean, from my point of view, for the members of I Legion Post that have been involved, they've been very happy.
Yeah, well, I think you mentioned about benefits, all right? I'm a classic example of one or two of them that I was really unaware of, and that is there's a Cold War veterans tax exemption available.
Correct.
And I didn't really pay attention to that. And then I filed, and you actually get a certificate. You know, it used to annoy me, actually, that, you know, if you weren't in a conflict, like you were not in the conflict. But the bottom line is I still gave 2 years of my life.
That's correct.
To the fact that maybe I would have to be used somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I was, but not where I was in a head-to-head conflict. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like people like that were pushed aside a little bit.
Yeah.
Which it bothered me, frankly, speaking out loud on the radio.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
But I don't think I was alone. And the fact that they now at least recognize that there were people that were committing 2 years or 4 years of their life because of this Cold War conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get a certificate. I think a lot of people aren't aware of that. You can get a Cold War tax exemption.
Correct.
And there's a lot of things. My point that I'm leading into here is the Veterans Advisory Committee sounds like they might guide people to make them aware of what the benefits are that they can get.
Yes.
And how would we get a hold of somebody?
Well, Judy, what Judy plans to do is in the town newsletter is put some of that information out there to let them know what is available, and also for those that have not joined an American Legion post or VFW post or Vietnam veteran, you know, there's many different organizations out there that they should seriously think about that, because that's how they will be kept informed of the benefits that are available. But we're going to try. I know Judy's going to try through the newsletter, town newsletter, put that out and put the information out there. Let them know about the benefits that are available, such as the new school tax, you know, that you'll be benefited from. So. And yeah, a lot of veterans are not aware of these. Yeah, another thing is
also a 311.
That's right. Correct.
But it will be going out, and I think it has already in, which is the email.
That's
right.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
But it will be also in the Pioneer, which is hard copy.
That's right. Correct.
For March.
Yes. Right.
So you get in both ways, because not everybody, as we talked earlier, is technologically involved. But
yes.
Between either the mail or the computer.
Yes.
By March, everybody will have information.
Mm-hmm.
And again, anytime anybody wants to call 311,
yeah,
you know, we have an organization in the Purple Heart group.
Sure.
Let's work it.
Yep.
Well, and for seniors that are out there, I don't know what the exact number is nowadays, but like 65%, it's creeping up, of seniors have some kind of technical capability, but that means there's 35% that don't have any technical capability. And they can get information by calling 311. And, you know, the hope is not to keep you isolated away from all this information. So that's my point.
Well, that's one of the biggest things of this project, because there's so many things that exist. It's just people don't know about them. And you're the perfect example with the tax breaks you can get.
Yeah, right.
Now, somebody who, you know, there are those people that are very diligent and they read everything and they're investigating. Most aren't.
Yeah.
So unless somebody brings it to your attention. So Judy by no means is trying to reinvent the wheel. She just wants all the veterans to know what's there and take advantage of it, which is a great opportunity.
You know, like you were talking about, you attended college after service. That's another project that we will be working on the advisory committee. To contact the various colleges and find out if there's any scholarships that might be available for the veterans that are out there today. And I'm sure that there are some out there, but she's going to be involved. We are going to be involved and looking to see if something can be done for that.
Right.
And also, you were just mentioning before the VA hospital. I think that's something that there's a lot of veterans out there that have never registered with the VA hospital. And we've been pushing it.
I recently just did.
Well, I think it's very important.
Card.
Yeah, they should register because, you know, it strengthens in numbers. So if there's a lot of veterans that are registered with the VA hospital, chances are that they'll receive
more. That's how funding is brought about.
Well, that's
absolutely
correct. Yeah, so I think it's important. We tried, as far as our Legion is concerned, to get them involved in that. So
well, there's a lot of things that, like, particularly in between conflicts, people...
We got 1 minute to go.
Zach, you are the man.
Wrap it up. I love this guy.
Zach is giving me speed it up, which I can't do, really. What should we do?
We're going to wrap it up. Al, I want to thank you so much for coming. Information about the group will be posted in the Pioneer and on the website, etc. For anybody who wants information, always feel free to call 311. Anybody wants to participate in our veterans archives to share your stories, please call 311X for Christina. And you've been listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM WCWP.org. And I want to thank Zach and Christina for all their help today. This is our first show of the year, and my first show as a host, and we got it done. So I appreciate everybody's assistance. Al, this was a great presentation, and we're going to be in touch again. And Otto, thank you so much.
Pleasure, thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
Okay. Everybody, that's Project Independence in You. Thank you.